So welcome to our WIMSA podcast network. I'm Bryony Lieber, and I'm really happy to have Raksha Naidu and Yasavia Naidu, no relation to each other, on the podcast with me today. We're going to be talking about our mentoring program that we launched this year, and given that we're 6 months into it now, it's a really good opportunity to reflect on how we got to where we are at the moment, talk a little bit about some of our mentees, celebrate how these women are showing up and shining, and then also talk a bit about where we're going over the next 6 months and next year with the mentoring program. So Raksha and Yasavia, welcome. Wonderful to be here with the two of you. Maybe just say hi and introduce yourselves.
Thanks so much, Bryony. Very excited to be here. Super, super excited and proud to be part of the mentoring subcommittee. Yeah, it's been a very exciting 6 months through this journey with you guys.
It absolutely has. It'd be wonderful to have you on the subcommittee. It's just reflecting back to the very beginning of this, I don't think this mentoring program would have happened had it not been for your initial excitement and support right at the very beginning. So you're a very special part of this program.
It's a pleasure. I was so excited the first time I had the conversation with you and Tabile at that point about the fact that you guys were looking to launch a mentoring program. And here we finally are, COVID and all. We've survived it and we've made it happen.
Absolutely. And I think COVID is one of the reasons why we've managed to make it happen as well. It's really kind of pushed us to focus on online mechanisms and helped us get to where we are. Yasavia.
Yes.
You're part of our committee as well and a very valued member of our committee. So let's hear from you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Bryony. Yasavia Naidu here, and also really happy to be part of the subcommittee for mentoring. I think I can really resonate with what you guys are saying. I remember when we first started talking about it, I absolutely had to put my hand up. And that's also because just knowing how extremely valuable mentorship has been in my career to date, although I've had it fairly informal, but I had to put my hand up and be part of it. So absolutely excited to be here with you, Bryony and Raksha.
Thank you.
And you know, that's an interesting point that you make. I've also had such informal mentoring, right? So it was so, the concept seemed a bit foreign to me in terms of how would we structure something like this. And I think, Bryony, I'm sure it probably hasn't necessarily been as formal, so to speak. It's almost like formally informal, for lack of a better word.
Or informally formal.
But I think it's almost morphed itself like really nicely from that initial discussion we had, because we had to change the entire setup and move to an online virtual setup. And it's evolved in actually such a beautiful way, to be honest.
It really has. And I love the fact that we're talking about the informality of it, because like the two of you, my mentoring journey has been pretty informal as well. And actually, I think that's one of the most important things for people to understand, is that mentoring can be as formal or informal as you want it. Mentoring can be found anywhere. And I think it's one of the biggest myths around mentoring, is that you have to have one perfect formal mentor who can mentor you on absolutely everything. And I think that's what stops a lot of people from actually successfully finding mentors in their lives. And it's probably one of the principles that is a foundation in this program, is that you can have multiple mentors. You can be mentored by your peers. You can find mentoring anywhere, and it can evolve. And actually, the more it evolves and the more organic it is, the better the relationship is going to be. Because often where we go wrong is in trying to force a mentoring pairing. And if there isn't a synergy between the two people, it can actually make mentoring seem like something that doesn't work well. So if we go back to kind of our original philosophy, the philosophy was always to group mentor, peer-to-peer mentor, and to try and reach our members who weren't necessarily Joburg-based as well, because that was one of the shortcomings of our programs right from the start, was that because we were so Joburg-based, a lot of our members who are based out of mines were missing out on the opportunity to be part of our mentoring manners. And this online forum has really brought people from across the country together and helped them build a network. And what I'm loving about the mentoring program right now is I think they're actually learning more from each other than they are from us.
Absolutely. I'm sure we're also learning so much from them. Like every exactly. session, we probably all take away this long list of insights, which is just, it's amazing. It's so amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Our mentees have so much of wisdom and so much of experience shared between all of them that I definitely learn a lot from them. And I think there's power in the peer-to-peer mentoring, but the mentor also learns so much from the mentee. So that's also been absolutely valuable. I think I've also grown through this experience of just sharing with the mentees, you know, being with you guys as well. I think it's a very powerful, insightful type of experience.
Yeah, definitely. That whole peer-to-peer situation has been most interesting because when we have those little breakout rooms where they have their conversations amongst themselves, I mean, as much as we might be present and we're trying to facilitate it, but we're really doing nothing because the conversation comes so naturally. They're able to share and learn off each other, and they're almost directing the conversation for each other as well, which is just, it's so, so, so powerful.
Yeah. And it's, I think the key point here is that everybody's an expert at where they're at, and we don't have each other's experience. And so to be able to learn from each other and learn that you're not alone in the things that you're going through in your career, that somebody else has been there and probably has some experience that they can share with you, a way that they've problem solved through something, and the multiple perspectives in the room. I mean, we've got 42 mentees, and that's 42 different perspectives on how to deal with the same sorts of challenges that we're all coming up with. But what I really love is getting in touch with what's going on in the careers of each of these individual women. And as much as we all have similar challenges, we all experience them in very, very different ways and solve them in very, very different ways. And the practical wisdom that's come out from some of our mentees has been phenomenal.
Can we just stop there to talk about the trailblazers that we actually have in this?
Yes, like, let's shine a light
these
on
women,
them.
They're unbelievable. And every single time, I think we all see them share something on social media about their achievements or where they're being featured. I just feel such a sense of pride, yeah. even though I've probably had zero part to play in it. But I'm so proud of how they've like taken themselves forward. It's seriously incredible. And we've had a lot of great achievements as well in the last like 6 months.
Definitely. Take us through them, Raksha.
Well, I think we've had so many different ones, and I'm probably going to miss quite a few. So ladies, if you're listening, forgive me. But I mean, we've had a wonderful feature in the Mail and Guardian, which featured three of our mentees. I think it was Pitty, it was Kanya, and it was Zanela that were featured.
Yep.
And they've all shared their stories, and it was so inspiring to read it. I think Pitty's also been a finalist in the Accenture Rising Star Awards, which is also just amazing, amazing, yeah. amazing. Then we've had a couple Mining Weekly and Engineering News features. I think it was Isabel and Natasha that were featured there as well. And we've had Bailey in the Voice of America feature that we had earlier this month. And then I think Camille was presented at the GSSA, if I'm not mistaken,
yeah,
which was also
correct.
Really great. Chelsea also had a feature somewhere, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember which one it is. Sorry, Chelsea, if I've got that one incorrect. And I think, was it Eva? Who might have been as well?
Avella.
Avella. Sorry. It was Avella. Eva, I'm sure yours is coming soon as well.
No, absolutely. And it's, you know, when we started this program, our kind of hashtag was show up and shine. And the way in which our mentees are showing up and shining in our LinkedIn group, in our sessions that we hold on a monthly basis, and in their own careers has been wonderful. And to see them independently posting their achievements and celebrating themselves, as well as sometimes in our kind of closed group, sharing things that they're struggling with has been really been impressive to see. But what I want to go back and say is that every single one of our 42 mentees applied to be part of this program. And they were selected out of a large number of applications.
Yes.
And so each of them in their own right showed us something about them that said, this is a special person who's doing something really special in her career. She's not just about her job. She's actually part of a bigger community. And a lot of our mentees are paying it forward in a variety of ways in their community. Some of them have set up their own NGOs. Some of them are mentoring their own mentees. Some of them are contributing to all sorts of community initiatives. And it's wonderful to have a group of women who are doing more than just looking after themselves. And so they're shining a light on themselves, but they're shining a light on other women as well.
I think something that I want to mention there, Bryony, that you're saying, which is really important, is, you know, there's this aspect that we've been through in terms of them showing up and shining. And Raksha, you went through that really impressive list, which is so inspirational. In those safe spaces that we have, you know, be it either in the sessions or in our LinkedIn group, people are also showing up in their personal lives, and so much of stories that are not necessarily directly work-related or career-related come out, because ultimately, where are the lines, right? If you're unhappy in your personal life, you're going to be unhappy in your work life, and vice versa. And we're seeing so many things that are seemingly unrelated, but ladies are showing up and shining also in their personal lives, and I think taking a lot of the learnings and the new skills that they're getting and applying it elsewhere outside of just the workplace. And it's really great to see when somebody puts in a post that has nothing to do necessarily with their job, but they've created this network of trusted people in this group. And it's really wonderful and heartwarming to see just the bond that is being formed between these ladies and between us.
And you're so right, because the learnings from mentorship do get applied into our personal spaces more than anything else, because that's who we are at the end of the day, right? I mean, we can only show up to be successful in our careers if we're showing up for ourselves in our own skin as well. And you're right, it's wonderful whether you're seeing them exercising or sharing books or sharing photography skills that they've taken up. It really is very inspiring, very, very inspiring.
Yeah, we're seeing people showing up as whole human beings, which is wonderful.
Yes, and that's it.
And it's lovely to not see just a slice of a person. Because ultimately, that's who we are. When we show up as our whole selves, we're a lot more authentic and genuine than when we try and just show a particular aspect of ourselves.
Definitely.
So we're 6 months in. What are some of the highlights been for the two of you?
I think highlight on my side has been just watching the growth of a lot of these ladies. You know, people who were very quiet in the beginning tend to come out later out of their shells. And I'm seeing that with a lot of the sessions that we have. I think recently Koketso posted something on the LinkedIn group where she is actually initiated a WMSA type of initiative in her area. Something that, you know, when we had those first few sessions, I don't think we heard necessarily from a lot of the people, but you see along the journey how these people are coming out of their shells, how they're contributing. So those for me are the little highlights. I don't think there's one that I can necessarily mention, but it's just a bunch of seeing people progress through the journey that's been particularly fulfilling and exciting for me.
Yeah, I definitely second that one. And I think it's also so special to see the friendships that have been forming amongst these women, because that also adds a whole other dimension into it. In the networking group that we had in the last session, three of the five people in my room were already friends outside of it, which was just so wonderful. And they were, you know, talking about, oh no, how she's going to force us to do nails today and she's going to force us to do this. And it was wonderful. It was so wonderful because they were being motivated off each other. So I think that bond of sisterhood, which is also such a powerful arm of mentorship, and probably the hardest one to find in my personal opinion, because to find other women supporting you and encouraging you like that, It's been easier since I've been in the WMSA space, but outside of WMSA, it's very difficult to find. So I think that's one of the highlights for me, is that we've been able to create this forum or this group or this safe space where women can just be and support each other. It's been lovely to see.
Yeah, and I think one of the highlights for me has, aside from the fact that we've actually got this off the ground, is the opportunity to fairly regularly come together online and get a sense of community and camaraderie and recognize that even though we're still very much isolated from each other, we haven't had a physical meeting with each other in over 18 months, we're actually closer to our members and to each other than I think we've ever been before. And the quality of the conversations that we've been having with our mentees for me has been wonderful, because it's so easy to come into a program like this thinking that the wisdom is going to be imparted in one direction. But to see the wisdom being shared amongst each other and to see everybody kind of listening, firstly, not just kind of jumping in and advising, but actually listening and understanding each other and commiserating as well as celebrating each other has been such a highlight, because it's very easy to feel lonely and isolated and alone during this pandemic. But to know that there are 42 people who've got each other's backs and who celebrate each other on a daily basis has been a real highlight. And I think that's a network that is going to go from strength to strength, especially as we go forward into the rest of this year and we go forward into next year with a new cohort of mentees. And what I'm realizing at the moment is that next year's cohort already has a cohort that's been before them and hopefully will continue to join us and add to the value of these sessions.
It's like you've got 42 mentors already ready and lined up for the
exactly.
next group.
Exactly.
They're just there waiting to impart that wisdom. Yeah. Definitely.
So maybe Absolutely. We should talk about the next group and our plans for next year, because
we're
not stopping
there yet?
Now. Yeah, can you believe we're in August, kind of second last week of Women's Month.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, the success of this year has, without a shadow of a doubt, revealed the need for mentorship, probably two, the need for peer type mentorship as well. So I'm certain that there are already people who are waiting to hear from us. What are the criteria that they need to start getting ready to make their next applications? So yeah, we need to start putting that out there, ladies.
We do.
Absolutely. And if I look at just the amount of applications that we had in our first round, you know, there's definitely going to be a lot of people waiting. We've also done so much of showcasing of the good work that we've been doing. So I really do believe that the message has gone out there in terms of our mentees advocating for the program, of us showing the work that we're doing. And I do believe that there's going to be very strong demand coming up in this next cohort. It's been such a great program with so much of structured and then also sort of discussion type of events that there's so much to gain out of it in terms of your soft skills, in terms of looking at who you are, you know, a little bit more self-awareness in terms of the thinking preferences that you did, Bryony. I know the mentees loved that so much.
Yeah.
So I really do believe that, you know, after this first session and putting out what we've done there to a certain degree, there's going to be high demand in the second cohort. And I'm pretty excited to see the applications that are going to come through, the type of women that we're going to have in this next cohort. So yeah, bring it on.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And we're going to be bringing it on in October, because that's when we're going to start applications. So
exciting.
Yeah, exactly. So for anybody who's listening, start getting ready, because we want you to apply. And let's maybe just talk a little bit about what we're actually doing in the mentoring program. So the format has been fully online. It involves monthly sessions live on Zoom. And in between that, we've got a group on LinkedIn where everybody can engage with each other, share content, network, talk about whatever's coming up on the day-to-day basis. And that's a private community. So it's another safe space for all of our mentees to engage with each other. And over the course of the last couple months, we've invited a few guests into that group who are also contributing their knowledge and their thoughts into the group. And then we've got an online learning platform, and that's the formal part of the program, with some structured content around your career value chain. And that content is really on-demand learning. The mentees have access to it for as long as they want. And it covers basically the various different aspects of one's career. Very short, bite-sized videos and a few things to think about. And over time, we're going to be adding to that content. So it's the three aspects to it. It's the live online sessions. It's the LinkedIn group, and then it's the on-demand learning content. And then I guess the fourth aspect to it is purely the opportunity to network and build your connections across the industry. We're focusing very much in this year's cohort on young professionals who have 12 or less years work experience. And I think what we're very excited to talk about is that we actually want to introduce a second level of mentoring next year. So we're going to have two groups. One group that is continuing the age group or the experience category that we've got this year, so 12 years and below. And then next year, we're introducing a second cohort, which will be 13 years up to about 22 years experience. And the reason we've broken it up into those two groups is that we feel the career experiences and the content and the conversations can be quite different in those two cohorts. And so we want to make sure that we're catering to our members' needs and our mentees' needs.
That's going to be actually really exciting and so much of fun.
Absolutely. That is definitely a theme that's come through, is that we have fun.
We have lots of fun.
We take this seriously and we take our fun seriously too.
Absolutely. So I think ladies who are interested can start getting their CVs together, start putting together motivation letters in motivating why they should be one of the lucky mentees on either of the programs, and I guess what it is that they're hoping to achieve from a program like this. And all of that gets submitted, and we'll share details in terms of where to send through your applications. And then we'll go through a very detailed process in terms of evaluating it and choosing the lucky next group.
Absolutely.
And that's a pretty difficult task, I must say.
Very difficult.
I remember honing down to our 42 of this year. And I don't think we had 42 as a number initially. I think
yes.
We had some where we just couldn't choose and we're like, no, we've got to add these on. So,
exactly.
But those applications, as you say, Raksha, you know, we go through them in quite a bit of detail to get the right group of people in who are going to be dedicated to the program. That's also pretty important for us to make
yes.
sure that, you know, you're getting the most out of this whole experience. So I'm excited to see who's going to apply and the next group.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, we couldn't have done this without our sponsors. So I think it would be remiss of us not to mention that this program has been sponsored by Amos, as well as Anglo-American, and that makes it all possible for us to do this at a very low cost to the mentees themselves. And without sponsorship, WIMPSA wouldn't exist. So a big thank you to Amos and to Anglo-American for supporting us in making this happen.
And in partnership with Bryony Lieber Coaching and Consulting.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Raksha.
Thanks to the sponsors for making this happen. Wow.
So anything else you want to add to the conversation on mentoring?
Maybe something from my side, Bryony, is, you know, we're doing these group mentoring sessions and there's so much of value out of them. The other area I'd like to just touch base on is, you know, we mentioned that a lot of ladies are forming their own relationships and so on. But part of what is happening is also you're getting people reaching out to you for individual mentoring. And I've had one of the mentees, Shane Nianaber, who has approached me, and I've developed a one-on-one mentoring relationship with her. So there's also a lot of shoots that come out of the main stem here, and I have a lovely relationship with her and I can see that she's growing so much. But there's also space for somebody then finding the courage, because it's not easy to ask somebody to be your mentor. It's like asking somebody out on a date, you know, sometimes. but she did it, and I was just absolutely happy to be her one-on-one mentor, having a great relationship with her, monthly sessions. And yeah, so those are some of the offshoots that come out of the main program. And I don't know if you guys have experienced this as well, you know, just to where you're forming these one-on-one mentoring relationships.
Yeah, and I think that's probably also an important point for us to talk about, is to find that confidence to now have those conversations with people. Because like you're saying, Yusavia, it is absolutely difficult to do so. It's totally nerve-breaking. I know I've experienced it in my own personal space as well, where, yeah, you kind of like, you know, palms sweaty, a little bit of butterflies in the stomach before you have that conversation. It's not easy. But I think it is also important, and it comes out of a group space where you kind of also learn what you're looking for and what characteristics exist in the other person that you almost identify with, because it is a little bit of a, speed dating type process where you either click or you don't. And if you're not clicking with the mentor, it also makes the entire journey so much more challenging. So I think it's opened up a nice opportunity for a lot of the ladies to almost screen us a little bit as well to see if they want to, you know, create those relationships. And the screening part is so important because I think if there are women out there who are looking for mentors and they are struggling with it, and especially women in our group, you know, come to us as well. And maybe we can try and help you match you up with somebody on a one-on-one basis or introduce you to the people that you need to have that initial conversation. Because I think matching is harder, but we can definitely intro you and start those conversations so people can find their one-on-one mentors, because the relationship doesn't stop when this program ends. And I think we all will continue relationships in our own personal spaces as well with them. And that's probably part of where the value comes in as a final shoot after all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's two things I want to pick up on from that is, you know, we talk about mentors being hard to find and it's hard to ask. But I think we kind of, there's this myth that your mentor has to be the CEO of the company or kind of 20 years more experience than you. And I actually think it's more important and more valuable to find a mentor who's kind of one level up from you. So got maybe 5, 6, maximum 10 years more experience than you, because they're going to be so much more relatable and they're going to remember Correct. Where you are at. It's the CEO trying to mentor somebody who's only got 10 years experience has forgotten what it's like to be in the position that you're at. And I've actually been talking to mentors recently on a particular program that I'm working on. And one of the things that we've talked about is before they get into a mentoring relationship or during that relationship to consciously start reflecting on what it was like to be the age that their mentee is currently, what experiences they were having, what sort of transitions, what they wish they'd known at the time. Because we become so unconscious as we kind of do things more and more frequently. We habituate. And the moment we habituate, we forget how we actually do things. And so a mentor who's got a few more years experience than you is not yet habituated. They're actually still quite conscious in what they experienced at your level. And it's so much easier to impart knowledge and to relate to the challenges that somebody's going through when you can still remember those challenges. So I think that's the one thing that I want to say is we need to break this myth that your mentor has to be at the pinnacle of their career. They just need to be a little bit ahead of you and be able to relate to what you're going through and be able to share some thoughts. And more than that, actually help you open up your thinking.
Because the relatability aspect is so important, right? Yeah. I mean, when there is that massive divide or that massive gap between the experience level, yeah, it is like you're almost talking to somebody who's so unattainable that they actually just don't get where I am and what I'm going through. And that becomes a challenge.
Well, they're unattainable also because there are so many people wanting their time.
True.
And I think that's the other thing is that we can all mentor each other. And then that's really why we went with this peer mentoring approach is that suddenly you have 42 mentors, not just one. And that's the other point that I want to make is we need to break down this myth that you have to have one mentor and only one mentor. I believe, and there's a lot of people who believe the same, is that you actually need to have multiple mentors because there's no unicorn mentor. There's nobody who has every single piece of advice that you want. You're going to need somebody who's been where you've been, but you're also going to need people who can encourage you. So they're not your technical mentors. They haven't necessarily got the technical expertise that you're looking for, but they might be people who can just encourage you and help you move forward, help you get out of kind of being stuck in a particular thinking preference.
Because you almost need a mentor for different stages of your career.
Yeah, exactly.
For different aspects of your job or of your career as well. You're going to need, you know, males bring a certain dimension into the equation as a mentor and females bring a different dimension into it. And you almost need that balance so that you get the holistic picture because you can then take the different types of learnings out of it for yourself as you develop yourself as well.
Exactly. And you also need an anti-mentor. And what I mean by an anti-mentor is the example of the person you never want to be.
And that's the one.
I love that.
The greatest teacher of the lot, the anti-mentor.
Absolutely. And you know, there are mentors everywhere around us, but if we're not intentionally looking to learn from others, we're missing so many opportunities to be mentored. And that's what I mean by the anti-mentor is when you observe things in somebody else that you really don't ever want to be accused of doing. That is your anti-mentor. And they might not be a bad person at all. There might be some wonderful characteristics and they may have great technical expertise, but there might be one particular quality that you don't ever want to be accused of doing something like that. Look for those examples too. You just don't tell them that they're your anti-mentor.
I think, Bryony, what I'm excited to see, and you're mentioning it now, you know, you're talking about the growth. A lot of the growth and what happens is between the sessions, right? And between the conversations and the thoughts that go through your mind, you know, that's where the development happens. And practicing the habits that we talk about daily, and that's how you become a different person. And we've done some surveys for feedback from the group, and I'm sure that we'll do one at the end of the program.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to see what have they learned and how have they grown, and compare that to the first insights when they came in and we asked, what are your expectations of the program?
Yeah.
And just try and see what has been the difference and how we've met those expectations. That's going to be interesting feedback for us. And as we continue to grow the program and to progress the program, that we as the mentorship subcommittee as well, you know, keep delivering to our customers and what they're asking for and seeing that, you know, that growth. Because month on month, you don't see the growth. But I think when we look at the first session to the very end of the program, that's where we're going to see some interesting change in our mentees.
Absolutely. I think 6 months in, we're already seeing that growth. And also, this is the first time we're doing this program, so we're learning a lot as we go.
But I think Yousavia also opens up a nice opportunity, because maybe we should set up a podcast with some of our mentees to talk about how this experience has been for them and their journey and their learnings and how they can then use that to impact other people.
Fabulous. We've been talking about that for a while. You've now made it a thing because it's...
I made it official. We're doing it.
It's recorded, so now we have to do it. So maybe on that note, we should wrap up. I want to thank the two of you for being here, for us to be able to do this podcast together. I think we've got some very exciting things coming up in the mentoring program over the next couple months. We're now kind of entering the phase in the program where we're inviting more guests into the group to share transitions in their careers, what they've learned, their experiences, and to introduce more industry professionals to our mentees. And it's just a privilege to be able to work with the two of you in making this program happen. So thank you to you. All the best to the three of us and to our 42 mentees for the next couple months.
Let's keep showing up and shining, ladies.
Love it.
Thank you, Bryony. Thank you,
Thanks, Bryony. Thanks, Yousavia.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.